So it's not exactly from the stands. Although you can probably hear some crowd noise. I mean, does that drop all the way off? Oh, it does. I walked. I was trying to find a place without leaving the press box where I could record. And the spot I found is Whitman's box. Thank you, Josh, for letting me use your box 15 minutes after the game ended. I don't know. Road game. Now you know why I will never. That's the thing. Like, I know people bristle at my use of comps. Let's say it that way. I know that people I get the whole, like, what does this have to do with that thing, right? Like, I get how, like, something that Ron Turner did in the first road game in 2002 has nothing to do with what Brett Bielema is going to do in the first road game in 2023. But I don't operate that way. Like, this is, I just live in this world of comps, right? And if we do something consistently for 22 years, the 23rd year, I'm going to tell you, I think that thing's going to happen again. It's just how I navigate. Maybe it's, like, lazy? I don't know. Like, maybe it's, I expect, when you go on the road for the first time in September with a team that's been together all camp and they're in this certain rhythm to how the season goes, the first time you have that road trip, it throws everything off and you play confused and scared. And, you know, some teams overcome it with talent and some teams overcome it with, like, Wisconsin can overcome that because they've been good for 20 years and they have players stick around and the senior leaders teach the freshmen and it just gets rolling and there's a culture and this and that. And that's what Bielema's trying to build. But until it's built, this is kind of the expectation. 34-23 is a score. I don't know. Felt like a little backdoor 34-23 should have, you know, that didn't feel like a 34-23 game. Like, Kansas should, they, what did they get, 2 field goals in the second half and a kneel down? What was the second half score, like 16-6 or something like that? It didn't feel like that. Like, they were obviously running clock in the fourth and everything else. So I feel like the actual score should be, you know, this is a bit of a Sugar Bowl 2001 score where it doesn't reflect what the game looked. In fact, good Lord, we want to talk about comps. Oh, gosh, this was the Sugar Bowl. What did that one end? 47-34? 34-23 feels a little bit like that. Gosh, what did I have? What did I have this? I had 38-35, I think. So if we could have scored, where was that interception? Like the 25? If we had gotten 25 more yards, if we had caught that and punched it in, still not a one, we could have gotten to like 34-31. Yeah, now I want that for my score prediction. But look, the point is, I wrote it before the Indiana game last year. People questioned it. It was a different coach, different team. It's not going to happen. It happened. I wrote it again. I got friends texting me. I've got people reaching out. I didn't actually read the comments. I don't know if people were in the comments, but, you know, same thing. Like, I'm not hedging. I'm not like, oh, well, if as long as I say we're going to lose, then if we win, I feel good. If we lose, I can say I was right. That's not what I'm doing. I'm giving you my accurate, the best way I can view the game. And the best way I viewed this game was, I just don't think we can win because we don't win on the road. If Kansas was bad, yes. But the only teams we've beaten on the road in our first road game in the last 22 seasons. Let's see, 01 to 23. That's 23 seasons. We're 2-1-11 teams and 3-1-11 teams and 1-2-10 team. If a team gets 3 wins, they're going to beat us on the road in the opener. It's just, look, we might, okay, say we have a, you know, bounce back late this season, then we have a really good season in, let's just play along here. We have a really good season in 24, and Altmyer decides to come back, senior QB, you know, the team we've built is all there in 25. The schedule in 24 was tough, 25 gets a little easier. 25, we go on the road to Duke in September. I think it's the second weekend, I think. So basically 2 years from right now. And say we're ranked. Like, say we have a bounce back year and a lot of people come back and I'm still going to predict a loss. You know, when something happens this many times, people were confident going to North Carolina in 14. People were confident going to, North Carolina in 15, Washington in 14, South Florida 17. We just lose these games. There's no, until I see it, I'm going to doubt it. Does it mean anything? I think the thing that means something is that the defense, I just put it together. Like, it's given up like 958 yards in the first two games. So last year's defense is no more. This year's defense got to figure it out. Yes, Toledo and Kansas are two of the best offenses we'll play this year, but still. Last year we're holding teams to, you know, 290 a game, and now we're giving up 475 a game on average. So, yeah. Offense is going to have to get better. Defense is really going to have to improve. After the first two games, you know, I predicted 6-6. After the first two games, I have to admit, we're probably behind even that. I said in this from the stands Saturday night, not even a week ago. I said if that Casey Washington play might be the difference at the end of the year between 5-7 and 6-6. And all I've wanted in this season is 6-6, back-to-back bowls. Keep some momentum going. We didn't get there in 02. We didn't get there in 08. We didn't get there in 2000. I mean, we didn't get there in 2020. I mean, we go to a bowl, we just can't put those back-to-back bowls together unless it was 10 and 11. And, well, we don't have to cover what that was. So, somebody sent me a message, or maybe somebody put it on Slack. I don't remember where it wasn't. This isn't my thought. It was somebody's thought. It was saying we beat Toledo. We're going to beat Northwestern. They're horrible. Might be worse than last year. So really it comes down to finding 4 wins. Totally agree with that. Florida Atlantic, Purdue, Nebraska, Indiana. Like, that's my focus now. We're going to beat Northwestern, find 4 wins, and go to back-to-back bowls. All right, somebody's here now. Go Illini.